All right. I want to welcome each and every one of you to this Ambit Energy Business Builder Conference call. My name is Bear Gordon from Austin, Texas. I am an executive consultant with Ambit Energy. Say it with me. Come on. And you can be too. Yes, you can. And one of the best ways to make it happen, to stick and stay, which we're going to be talking about tonight, is to stay connected, to stay plugged in. And the way you do that, get on this call every Sunday evening, 10 o'clock Eastern, 9 o'clock Central, 7 o'clock Pacific time. Guys, it's a great way to get your Ambit Energy Week off to a great start. I say it every week. I mean it every time I say it. You can come to this call every week and expect to hear something that's going to make a difference in your business right now, whether it's the mechanics, the fundamentals, the psychology, philosophy, just a word of encouragement. You're going to be able to get it on this call every Sunday night, and tonight is no exception. Now, before we go there, I got a couple other things that I want to talk about. Simulcast. January 15th and 16th, Friday night and Saturday, okay? National event put on by our national host company, okay? You guys got to get registered for it. If you're not registered for Simulcast, it's only $50. Go to your power zone, go to events.ambitenergy.com, get yourself registered, and make sure you tell your team that you've done so. You want to have your whole team on the national conference, okay? They're going to have some information on Friday night, and then they're going to have the training on Saturday. You know that they're going to have an attendee-only bonus that's going to be worth more than the cost of enrollment to the conference. So get with it. If you're not registered yet, go get registered, go get it done, okay? All right, now I've got one more announcement I want to tell you. I just want to let you guys know that I'm going to be with you through the rest of this year. But as of January, I'm stepping down as host of this call. Now, nothing's wrong, all is well. I just feel that it's time, okay? I'm still going to be with Ambit. I'm still going to be a frequent listener of the call. But my last call as host will be December 27th. I love you guys. I've enjoyed it. I'm going to be close by. I just feel like it's time. Okay? Now, it's my pleasure to introduce our featured speaker for the evening. And this guy is cool. You know, if we had a GQ club inside of Ambit Energy, he would definitely be in it. Okay? When he comes to an event, he comes dressed and ready to go. And I tell you, you can always get a positive word from him, great training from him, very consistent in the business. He's been in this business over 11 years. And you would know him as a former high school band director, okay? Been on multiple five-star trips, and now he's in the Millionaire Club. Please welcome to this call Mr. Jared Abshire. Jared, welcome, sir.
Mr. Bear Gordon, can you hear me loud and clear?
I can hear you. How are you?
Whew! I was just looking at the Penco stuff, and I'm like, press one, carry the two, drag it over, and I was praying that when I said hello, you can hear me.
First off, everything, right?
I guess so. Yeah. How are you doing, my friend?
We're doing great. You know, I've been looking forward to hearing from you ever since I knew that you were going to be on the call, because you've been in the trenches. You've been with the company for a long time. I've seen you for years and years and years. You're kind of quiet. You do the trainings and you come to the events. You're always serving in one capacity or the other. And I was really happy for you, proud of you, that you got your yellow jacket. So congratulations, sir.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it. And I'm sad to see you that you're going to be moving on hosting the call, but I'm sure you're only a couple seconds away.
Absolutely. Absolutely. All yours.
Thank you. Thank you. Appreciate that. Well, first and foremost, I am executive consultant. My name is Jared Abshire. I live in McKinney, Texas. I've always been born and bred and raised in Texas. Don't really know what it's like to live anywhere else, although I've got, you know, a couple thousand consultants all over the nation and some other places in the Northeast, or I've got consultants like up in Maine and Pennsylvania. It's pretty cold. So, you know, here in Texas, it doesn't get as crazy cold, but I just kind of wanted to share a little bit about my story. But before I do that, I wanted to thank Ambassador National Consultant, Mr. Brian McClure, for invitation to be able to share some information on the call and do some training. And I was kind of thinking about the subject matter of the stick and stay until you get your pay. I'm not really sure where I heard that from. I heard it from a couple of different ambit leaders, and it probably was coined in a book, or some leadership development expert probably used that a couple of times, and I've heard it over the past decade or so, and really thought I could just kind of weave a message of encouragement in for everybody tonight, because that's really what's on my heart tonight, and what has been over the past few months, and actually over the past decade. I was kind of looking over some things on what some of my goals were for 2021. There's a lot of things that are unexpected. We just can't control a lot of the things. That just kind of takes me back to what my kind of story was previously to Ambit Energy. And I think that'll be beneficial, because I know there's a lot of consultants on the call, but there also are some guests. We've got some of our team members who invited consultants that, people that were thinking about joining the business at some point in time and were invited to the call. So I want to make it relevant to consultants that are already in the business, and also to guests that are listening to the call, trying to see, what is this thing called Ambit Energy? Is this an opportunity that I can really take advantage of? And, so I want to kind of serve both of those in the same time. So if you rewind back to 2005, that was quite some time ago. I mean, it's 15 years, but I'm about to turn 40 in January. So I'm about to kind of be over the hill, as some people like to say, or whatever you want to call it. But I'm excited about that. I'm excited about change. I'm excited about doing things a little bit differently than I've done before. And I'm excited about growing the business. I'm excited about raising up new leaders. I'm excited about seeing new people reach higher levels of success and doing it a whole lot faster than I was ever able to do. That's kind of one of my goals moving forward. But 2005, I finished my master's degree we call it instrumental conducting, but basically it's the guy in front of the orchestra that waves his hands around, the conductor. That's what I went to graduate school for. And my wife and I got married in 2005, and she was going to finish her third and fourth year of pharmacy school. So she has a doctorate in pharmacy, and I'll kind of weave that into the story also. But we moved to Dallas because she was going to do her third and fourth year at the VA hospital to finish her pharmacy doctorate. And I did not get a job teaching high school band close enough to where the DFW area is, where we already had an apartment and where we're going to be stationed for our life together, being married out of me coming out of grad school. I did get a job in Stephenville, Texas, but I declined it because it was like 3.5 hours away from Dallas, and the state base was like, I don't know, $24,000 a year, something crazy like that, as far as what a teacher made back then in 2005. So, I knew going into teaching that I wasn't going to, obviously be making $100,000 per year. It just was never in the cards, and I didn't join as a teacher to do that. It was just kind of where I felt like I was engaged, where I belonged in high school. And I figured, hey, I would like to just do this as an activity, as a career, because I experienced that warm reception of being a part of something greater than myself. And I really think that network marketing has some of those attributes in it. And in many cases, it has a lot of those attributes with team sports and things along those lines. You're all trying to achieve a goal. And even in kind of the music world, there is heavy amounts of competition, but it's more of a collaborative type, environment. I would say, all the other schools want you to do well. They want every band program to flourish, and I'm gonna kind of weave that into some training as well. So, anyway, I wanted to kind of just give a quick little overview of my background, because when I ultimately did start teaching in Frisco, Texas, back in 2006. I was still working part-time jobs, and I was just looking for something else to supplement my teaching income. I knew my wife was going to be, doing pretty well once she finished her pharmacy degree, but we still needed to kind of make some extra money. So I was just open-minded and looking for different things to do, because, I had very limited options, because being a high school band director, even though I wasn't the head band director, I was very busy, had a lot of before rehearsals, before school started, after school, weekend contests. And it's not that I didn't enjoy it. I miss the kids very, very, very much in that relationship of teaching and mentoring young kids to be leaders and to teach them, the things that we want to teach them, the good values in life, so to speak. But, when you're looking at someone that has a busy schedule, doesn't matter what their career is, you're going to be talking to a lot of other potential prospects, or guests that are very busy. You know, they have a full work week. You know, Lord willing, if they're still fully employed or not furloughed or anything like that, they might be at 40, 50, 60, 70 hours a week. Just depends on what their career is. So myself as a band director working 50, 60, 70 hours a week, I only had limited options on how could I create an extra $100, you know, per month. I mean, I was thinking very much part-time income. This is not setting the world on fire. But back then in 2005 and 2006, when I first started teaching, the hourly wage, minimum wage, is like $7.15. And I knew that because prior to that, before my wife actually finished her her second year of college, I was living in the apartment working in the grocery store, and that's what I was making in the dairy department, $7.15 an hour. So when you think about that, I'm teaching full-time. I'm at 40, 50, 60, sometimes 70 hours per week during contest season for high school band and concert band and things like that, and jazz band, volleyball band, basketball band, you know, high school play with the orchestra, you name it, all that kind of stuff, and that was just kind of part of the deal. I would literally have to work 15 to 20 hours per month because there's no way I was going to work an extra 15 to 20 hours on a graveyard shift in addition to being married, actually wanting to see my wife as we first got married. So, you know, this may not be your personal situation as a consultant. You're not concerned about, you know, minimum wage or whatever, but you have to understand what other people are coming up against. If they have limited time, number one, they have to be able to know that this business can provide them some income commensurate to the time that they actually have to put into the business. So we've got to show them that this is not a type of business where you're going to have to put, you know, 15, 20 hours a week into to get it off the ground and get running. And that's what I think one of our unique advantages is with what we have with Ambit Energy is an opportunity to work on a limited part-time basis and really maximize your upline schedule, especially if they have more time to put into it. And if you're, you know, blessed to have a sponsor or an upline that's active in the business, and that's going to help, you know, work with your potential people that you bring into the business. That's really kind of how the system works. And if you don't have an active upline, then you have to become that with your team specifically and get that to duplicate. So for me, I saw much more value in working a few hours per week and helping a new consultant join the business and help them get their first two Texas customers. That's where I live. The majority of the things I do are in Texas, but I have also things up in the Northeast, as I mentioned, or help them get three non-Texas customers in the first 28 days, and then you make a $100 bonus. So I had that comparison in my mindset. I always thought about I could work 15 to 20 hours, you know, per month and make $7.15 an hour, and after tax, I would net $100 take-home pay. Or I could help one consultant a week or one consultant a month and still make $100. So I saw that as a huge, huge advantage and a win of, even though this is my first, you know, rodeo with network marketing, I still knew that if I could at least do this 90% wrong and get 10% right, and you see the compensation plan and the seven levels, if I could at least hit that metric of 10% on a residual basis. And I didn't, you know, really believe that I could do that, what was on the chart, you know, for a long, long, long time. Let's just put it that way. But when you've been in the business for a long time, like I have myself over a decade, you get to really see the efforts of compounding, compounding quarters, as we like to say. So I kind of want to kind of dovetail this off on kind of what my emotions were when I initially got started in the business, and then how lots of things have happened from the time that I started in, it was March 28th of 2009 when I got involved in the business, and we were only in, I believe, Texas, the sliver of Illinois and for a gas market, and then New York. So we're in much less markets than we are today. But I've experienced times of joy, sadness, victory, defeat, fear, loss. I've attended funerals of consultants in the downline. I've attended consultants' birthday parties, their kids' birthday parties. Some of them came to my birthday parties for my kids, you know. So I've experienced everything. It's almost like a full life drama if you ever watch soap operas, all the crazy stuff with the crazy music in the background. I mean, you really, when you go into business for network marketing, you end up, you know, doing life with your consultants, and that's the way it's supposed to be. And the closer you can get to your consultants and the more relationships you can have with them, the more you have longevity with your team of growing and helping them reach their goals. And, you know, it really is kind of interesting, all the different things that happened. And I wanted to bring this out because, again, the stick and stay until you make your pay, for me personally, it's not so much of the training today, tonight, about how hard you have to work. Because, I mean, you're going to have to work hard. You're going to have to talk to a lot of people. You're going to have to continue to do what you do. But I think within network marketing, it's not so much, you know, for you, yourself. Obviously, you have to be bought in yourself. But this is more about getting that emotion over to your new consultants, that they're going to have to make a commitment long term. And I'll talk about the time period, what I believe that a new consultant needs to kind of see, you know, what they're going to have to do over the long period, time period wise. So when I got started in the business, I got promoted to regional consultant in about 42 days. And then about another 8 months, I promoted to senior consultant in February of 2010. The one thing that I wish I would have done differently is I wish I would have attended the first ambition, which was in 2009. I can't not really recalling where it was specifically, but I think it was that first year that it was not in Austin or something like that. It's been so long ago. But point being was I did not attend the first ambition. So if you are listening to the call and you're brand new consultant, the company events, just like Bear mentioned at the very beginning, are just so very critical to your business. Number one, from a financial standpoint, you're going to get paid bigger bonuses just for attending. So from a mathematical money standpoint, you need to register because you're just going to make less money if you don't. But the big reason to attend is because that's what all the leaders do, and that's where we announce new things, potentially new products, and definitely some of the greatest promotions come out of our corporate-run events, and that's irrefutable. So no matter how long you've been in the business, they always run great promotions and new ways to come up with new ways to pay us, which that's always great too. But for me personally, I did not attend the first ambition in 2009, and then I got promoted to senior consultant in February of 2010. So I've been in the business about, you know, 11 months, something like that. And so I want to paint a picture for everybody of the stick and stay until you get your pay, because you're going to experience sometimes, or definitely if you don't, your team members will. You'll have some consultants that, you know, they literally will text you and say, man, you know, these last 15 people that I've talked to, they must be the duds on my list because nobody's interested in joining the business. And that could be a reality. And sometimes that does happen. It doesn't happen for every single person, but just be prepared for it. And what I want to bring up in this is that from February of 2010, when I got promoted to senior consultant, and that was super exciting to me. You know, I mean, I think from that time period, I'd made a couple $1,000 in the business. I didn't, you know, wasn't breaking any world records or anything like that from an income standpoint. But and Brian's always taught that, you know, you've got to get promoted to senior consultant before you can really unlock a big portion of the compensation plan. So I've got myself promoted to that. I mean, I was at some of those initial trainings at the corporate office. I think it was like on the fifth or sixth floor. I can't remember which floor it was, but that was kind of like the first initial training centers back in the day in 2009 and 2010. Before some other things sort of came out with the system of Amba Energy. But from that time period in February of 2010 all the way until the first time I decided to attend Ambition 2010, I want you guys to think about this, okay? So what you just heard on the call, maybe you saw, you know, Brian's email that came out or was posted on Facebook or a different page. You know, I'm part of the Millionaire Club. There's about 60 consultants that have done that so far in the company, and I'm extremely blessed to be in that. But it wasn't always sunshine and rainbows, so to speak, because from that time period when I got promoted to senior in February of 2010 until the first time I attended Ambition 2010, I had 11 total marketing consultants that joined my team, like totally, okay? I had 6 personal consultants that I sponsored and 5 on my downline, okay? And at that time, I had about 31 coded consultants on my team since I started the business in 2009. So, I mean, that wasn't very impressive, but what I can tell you is that I was incredibly excited about the opportunity because I just didn't really know what I didn't know yet, and I was attending the meeting. There was a pretty large Dallas meeting with a couple hundred people back at the Sheraton. I think Bear probably remembers that, came to that meeting a couple of times, drove from Austin a few times, and it was great, and the energy and excitement was you couldn't even measure it. And had some opportunities as a senior consultant that year in 2010 to start doing parts of the presentation, the company's portion, and then got an opportunity to do the money portion. But what I could tell you was is that I wasn't really making the money that was on the screens. And that's just part of the game, you know, until you get promoted to the compensation plan and you ultimately find the right people to work with that really help you get promoted and work through the business from that aspect. So, you know, it's been an incredible thing because I went to Ambition in 2010 and I did bring my mom with me and she supported me in the business. You know, she was actually my first senior consultant in my senior code. And, you know, through that time period, I want to offer up some tips, some practical things about what you I believe you should do when you go through a period of a drought, and you know you feel like your business isn't moving that fast, and you know what does this whole stick and stay until you get your pay thing means. You know the first point that I kind of wrote down was you attend more meetings and you attend more trainings as whatever you can specifically from that aspect, and you know you participate on as many conference calls as possible. You know, I mean, there's lots of virtual things that you can attend online on different Facebook pages and team calls. Man, you've got to pull yourself in even more than you ever have before, just because it's the nature of the beast with what's going on right now. And one of the things that I personally did was I tried to develop myself by becoming a student of personal development. And I look for any leader that said that they were reading this book or that specific book, and I piggybacked off of that and tried to figure out what could I pull from those books and resources to help me raise myself to a higher level. And I started asking and speaking on presentations, and obviously right now you're going to have more virtual presentations and trainings. Start asking to, you know, start small. Work your way up and ask, hey, I'd like to introduce you on a call. I mean, it gets kind of gets the jitters out. It gets you training. It gets you experience in meeting new leaders that you never would have associated or talked with before. It's a great way to build your list up of potential people that you can help you with three-way calls and other leaders. You know, I didn't know a whole lot of people when I first got started, and that was one of the ways that you can do that. Just put yourself out there. You know, you may not be the best speaker from a presentation standpoint, but you can be a super excited kind of person introducing somebody on a team call. I mean, that's going to get you a little bit out of your comfort zone, and you just start listening and learning and kind of refining your craft from that aspect. And then, you know, hang around people that are performing and doing things that are helping them grow their business. You know, you've got to attach yourself to people that are successful in the business, that are really moving and doing things that you want to build. If they're doing the right things, their team's growing, they're adding consultants and customers, and that's pretty easy to tell. And those are the kind of things that you want to attach yourself to. I think kind of my sort of next portion of this sort of training is, you know, related to Ambition, because, you know, 2010 was a pretty cool year. It was expansions into Pennsylvania, Maryland. It was the year that Amba Energy was ranked the number one fastest growing company in Inc. magazine. That was pretty cool. We were all in Texas. We were scrambling for all the Barnes and Noble stores to get as many of the magazines as we could to snatch them up. And I've still got a couple of those originals on there. So it was pretty neat from there. But the reason I wanted to kind of talk about that, the title of Ambition 2010, the first one I attended, it was called Taking It to the Next Level. It was called the Year of Wow, according to our former CEO Jerry Thompson Jr. So it was a pretty cool moment, because I was there with my mom, and that was the Ambition, the first one I attended, and I remember it just like it was yesterday. And of course, I've seen the recordings a couple times, you know, in the past few years, but Carolyn Thompson came out on stage and she introduced her husband, Jerry Thompson Jr. And Barry, you probably remember this also, but she talked about the reasons why he was a good father, a good provider, a good leader, a good mentor. Man, just there was not a dry eye in the whole entire place. You know, I think it was the big day was like 3,000 people on Saturday inside the Anatole, inside like one of the back rooms. But anyway, it was pretty cool because from that time period, January 11th of 2011, that was my first senior consultant in my SC code, coming right after simulcast, which again, I've always attended every simulcast and Ambition since that time period in August of 2010. So that's kind of one of those key things. You've got to get yourself into the big events, and you got to get as many people as possible to attend it as well. It helps them with their vision, helps them see a bigger picture of what's available. And from that time, January 11th of 2011 to October 15th of 2011, I had promoted to executive consultant with about 170 coded consultants that had joined from Ambition 2010. when I attended Ambition for the first time, and I think I had like about 300, just over 300 consultants at that time period, and that it seems like so long ago, but actually it was, you know, it's a good time ago. Let's just put it that way. It was 2011, so that's about 9 years ago. And what most people don't know is, you know, I had a really strong introduction from someone here in Dallas that had a family member in West Texas that was very well respected in the business community. And subsequently, over the next, you know, from that time period in when I attended Ambition, it was like around the beginning of 2011, just like I mentioned, January 2011, from that time period right there, for about the next 2 years, I drove out 6 hours to West Texas, 6 hours there from Dallas to West Texas, and 6 hours back. I did that 42 different times over a period of 2 years. So 42 times over a period of 2 years to do in-home meetings, to do business presentations, to do lunch presentations. And, you know, that eventually grew to about 1,500 consultants out in West Texas. That's not all that's out there, but obviously that was a huge portion of what helped me get promoted to executive. And that's really what I mean by the stick and stay until you get your pay. You know, most people, they see the success at the end. They see someone that's in the millionaire club, but they don't see that, you know, I had to go through, just like I mentioned, all those emotions, the fear, the rejection, the driving. You know, I can't tell you how many times of those 42 times that I drove out to West Texas, 6 hours there, 6 hours back, you know, driving overnight, you know, drinking a bunch of caffeine, stay awake on the road and loud music and headbanging to YouTube or whatever to keep myself up. Not the most healthiest thing in the world I've ever done, but it helped me get to where I am, to set myself up to get promoted to the second highest promotion level in the company. And that was part of my story of stick and stay until you get your pay. You've got to be willing to make short-term sacrifices that your family has bought into because they know what the end result is going to be. And, you know, that's what I wanted to talk about, the stick and stay until you get your pay. I really truly believe that it's at least a 3 to 5 year commitment. If you're a brand new consultant and you haven't made that 3 to 5 year commitment, I know that maybe that seems like a lot to you. Maybe you don't. But all I know is that if you make that commitment, it gives you a little bit more run ramp room to let your prospecting for yourself and your team potentially help you find that next superstar in the business, or just that person that just gets promoted to the compensation plan that helps you get promoted to the next level. I mean, when you get promoted to senior consultant, you've unlocked 69% of the compensation plan, that when you sponsor somebody, you get 69% of everything that the company pays out to a consultant. I mean, that's pretty powerful when you think about that. And that executive consultant, it gets a lot higher, okay? It's somewhere up in the 90 percentile. So it's pretty cool when you get promoted to the compensation plan. And, you know, never quit prospecting. You've got to continue to show the plan. I know you've heard that a million times, but you've got to develop that muscle and help your team do that as well, and to the point where they do that whether you do it or not, because they believe in it that much. That's the only way that's going to help them reach their goals. And you will never meet that connection, like I mentioned, if you quit too soon. Man, if I would have given up any time between February of 2010 when I got promoted to senior until the end of the year, because I didn't meet that contact that introduced me to the family member in West Texas that turned into 1,500 consultants in West Texas, until the end of that year, had I not gone to Ambition, I probably wouldn't have seen the vision to stick and stay and say, look, I need to make a commitment and go until I get promoted 3 to 5 years and make it happen no matter what. I never would have met that connection. And if I never would have asked that, who do you know, that who do you know, and really work the organization the way that Brian talks about. I've seen that training so many times, you know, fear of loss. The written list is number one, and number two is the fear of loss, you know, getting that prospect to introduce you to someone else who might be interested. And whenever that person says no, you ask them who else do they know. And when that person says yes, go back to the other person, then you end up having a large team that joins because someone, the son of someone, said yes, and there's that fear of loss, they don't want to miss out. I mean, that's so true to a T. It's just uncanny. I can't believe that all the stuff that Brian talked about is true. It's like, it's unbelievable. But and then the other thing is, the best thing that you can do is keep digging in your organization and help them by calling them and saying, who can I help you show the business to today? That's one of the best things I can tell you. is when you call a team member and ask them, hey, who can I help you show the business to today? We'd all like our consultants to do everything on their own, but consultants are going to need some help along the way. So you've got to identify people that have a strong desire and a willingness and coachability to want to do what you ask them to do. I mean, you can't do everything for them. I'm not really sure I fully believe in making phone calls for, you know, your team members. Some people are very good at that, and that's fine if your leader does that. There's no problem with that. But I believe in teaching them how to do it them for themselves. It's kind of like, hey, you listen to me, and then, you know, we kind of go from there, and they just get that from an example standpoint. But, you know, I've been incredibly blessed with the opportunity, and a lot of consultants have been blessed as well. I know that. I kind of wanted to also just highlight one more thing is, for me, the stick and stay until you get your pay. You could have some problems along the way if you intentionally derail yourself. And what I mean by that is, for the longest time, I told myself all the way to until about 2017 that I was not worthy of XYZ. You know, I was not worthy of being in the Millionaire Club. I was not worthy of specifically winning a five-star contest because I told myself, oh, woe is me. You know, I can't be successful because I'm in the same category as this executive consultant or this executive consultant that wears a yellow jacket. Or I'm never going to be able to outperform anybody that's above me in my upline. I just strategically kept telling myself, and I just fed that to myself over and over and over again. And because I had that self, you know, defeating prophecy that I just kept feeding myself, guess what? I never competed on the five-star list ever because I told myself I was not worthy of doing that in the first place. So I didn't even discover what I needed to do to even attempt to compete on the list specifically because it was one of my goals initially. And I was kind of looking through some quotes and things, and one of those is that it says, you are confined only by the walls you build yourself. Let me read that again. You are confined only by the walls you build yourself. So, I mean, that was a big thing for me, is to tell myself and give myself permission to compete. Not from a comparison standpoint, but, you know, to really, you know, really believe in myself that I could even compete for it in the first place. You have to give yourself permission before you can even possibly conceive of or try to conceive of something or reaching a goal specifically. And then I also love this that I found online. It says, celebrate what you accomplish, but raise the bar each time you succeed. So it's, again, that whole mantra of never letting good enough be good enough. Celebrate what you accomplish. Pat yourself on the back. You know, if it's a short-term goal, obviously, if you're a new consultant, what do you want to do? You want to get some qualified consultants. You want to at least get your first two marketing consultants, okay, because you have to have at least two marketing consultants to do that as fast as possible. Celebrate, pat yourself on the back, okay, but then raise the bar. You know, no one told you that you had to only sponsor two consultants, okay? Compensation plan says 5-2-6, but you don't have to stop there. Right? You don't have to wait for other people to perform. You go out there and talk to more people, and you'll end up sponsoring more consultants, and you'll end up making more commission in the process. So I wrote a couple of these sentences out, and hope it's applicable to anybody that's listening. But do you feel like you deserve to win? So do you really honestly feel like you deserve to win? Because you just have to give yourself permission. And I'm asking you, have you given yourself permission to win? And whatever you want to do, whether it's your life relationship with your family, with your significant other, with your coworker, with your employer, with a charitable organization, you know, have you given yourself permission? And the best thing I tell you is you got to find people that believe in you and that are going to support you no matter what. That's not always easy to find these days, but, you know, you may have to reach Crossline. I've got a lot of great Crossline friends within Ambit, and Bear said I'm kind of more quiet from that aspect. I mean, I tend to be more like the silent assassin. You know, judge me by my actions, not necessarily by what I say, because I'm not really out there talking a whole bunch on the public sort of spectrum. But we just want to help our team grow and help the brand of Ambit grow. I'm really, really proud of the recent months of the collaboration across Ambit Energy as far as leaders. You know, I'm not going to mention any specific names. It's just so many people that have done so much for the brand of Ambit, and to help it grow. I'm more excited about the next 10 years than I've ever been excited before, because I would be an idiot to not continue to grow what I've grown over the past almost 12 years now, because the opportunity from an income standpoint has really bought back our time and given my wife the opportunity a couple of months ago to fully retire from pharmacy and just say, I don't have time to do this anymore. And that was kind of a very hard decision, because it's kind of like a safety net, so to speak. But when she finally walked away, it was the most freeing thing that she's pretty much ever done. And it's because of the opportunity with Ambit Energy to really break free from kind of the corporate lifestyle. Not that that's a bad thing or anything along those lines, but it really did free up some time for us to do some homeschooling and spend some time, a lot more time with our kids. And it's just been great to experience the little things that they go through with school and the field trips that we've taken, things along those lines. And it's all because of the opportunity of Ambit Energy and the vehicle that can really positively make a difference in your life and those that you know in your family, if you'll give yourself permission, permission to win and really get involved in the opportunity and just take no prisoners. But at the same time, when I look back, success is different for every single person. I think the more you can get in touch with your consultants on what they define success as, they may not define success as making $10,000 a month. They may not define it as making $5,000 a month. They may not define it as making $1,000 a month. But I promise you, when they reach those goals of making $200, $300, $400, $500 a month, generally speaking, not for everybody, when they hit those goals, they hit it and they see the value of the opportunity and they know that they've done it. They've celebrated their success, but they've said, I'm going to raise the bar. And, hey, can you help me raise the bar? And sometimes success is just the greatest motivator. When they reach those levels, they see more, they want more. And if you can lock arms with your consultants and help them get everything that they want, you bury your success in the success of others, and yours will be the byproduct of it. I love that saying. It's one of my most favorite ones. I know it's got different iterations that it has on it, but help as many people as possible. And I'm very much looking forward to simulcast, get your team registered. And, if your team's not listening to what you're doing or they're not moving that fast, go find some new people to work with. I mean, it's worked for me over the past decade. You just got to rebuild, find the right people. And eventually you work with your team, you get referrals, and you'll find that next superstar. So it's been an incredible blessing for me to be able to be on the call. Hope that provides some value. And Barry, I'll kick it back to you, sir.
Well, Jared, I got to tell you, I'm sitting here, I've been nodding the whole time you're talking, because, I remember when you were doing those things. I remember doing some of those things myself. And the level of commitment that you've had to this business has generated the results that you have today. And it is because you did the work. And, like you said, a lot of people, they want the reward. They want the paycheck. They want the yellow jacket. They want the pin. But they don't want to have to do the work to do it. It's kind of like, you've heard before, everybody wants to go to heaven, but nobody wants to go today. Nobody wants to do the work. And it is net work marketing. It's you've got to do the work. And that's what makes all the difference in the world. Every leader in this business has a story. Nobody just got in and just went to the top and was super successful and became a leader. Everyone has a story. And you just have to play yours out. And I appreciate you just telling us the real deal. I really appreciate that. Thank you for being on the call with us.
Absolutely, man. It was a joy. I hope some folks got some value out of it. I'd say give me some thumbs up, but we're on a phone call, so they can virtually thumb up.
Well, I tell you what we'll do. We're going to open up the lines and let them say thank you to you as well. And before I close, I just want to say to Pam and Tyler, we love you, darling. We're still praying for you. Get well soon. Come on out and get back on the call. Hang on a second, folks. Let me open up the lines. Hold on.